In our reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we have this beautiful way in which Jesus is described. The writer says that he is a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. That Jesus is, first of all, merciful. And secondly, he is faithful in the service of God. Now, I want to just keep this image before us as we now think about the other readings. In the reading that Dwight did from the book of Malachi, Malachi is the last of the Old Testament prophets, you're given a sense almost that when God comes, it might be in a way that is almost overwhelming. For he asked the question, who will endure the day of his coming? And yet, the way in which Jesus actually does come is not in a way that overwhelms us, but in a way that not only perhaps surprises us, but he can be so easily missed. Because he doesn't come in power, he comes in humility. Why? Because he is a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. But here's what Jesus does when he's given opportunity to work in our lives. He does become like that refining fire, the one who is purifying us. Because you see, by our baptism, all of us are priests. We share in the common priesthood of the people of God. And what's so beautiful about this passage, reference is made to the priests of Levi, or the sons of Levi. Those were the priests of the Old Testament. But now it includes all of us, that the whole of our earthly life is a time whereby Jesus, the great high priest, is doing this work of refining, of purifying, of making us holy. So that, as that reading says at the end, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Well, where do we do that? Where do we present offerings to the Lord in righteousness? Whenever we come to Mass. Because this is what the Mass is. It is our offering back to God what he has given to us. So here's the first point I'm wanting to leave you with this morning. Our merciful high priest comes to us hidden. Hidden in the Eucharist, hidden in a sense in his word, but hidden so that we can become a people who are being made holy. And here's the second thing I would say about our merciful and faithful high priest. As we read in our gospel, that Mary and Joseph bring the Lord to the temple in Jerusalem to offer him to the Lord according to the law of Moses. But this is what would usually happen. As the firstborn son was offered, the parents would then pay what is called 5 shekels to redeem their son back, to buy him back for themselves. But Mary and Joseph don't do that. They don't redeem him back. Rather, what they do is they give him away. And we see that represented especially when the old man Simeon, who represents the whole of the Old Testament period, those anticipating the coming of the Savior, he receives Jesus into his arms and sings his song, which is called the Nunc Dimittis. Now, Lord, you can let your servant depart in peace. And of course, what he anticipates is this baby will be a light of revelation for the Gentiles, that is for everyone, and that includes you and me. And so what we want to be left with this morning is this understanding. Just as Simeon received Jesus, so too we are invited to receive Jesus, most especially in his Eucharist, but then also to continue to receive him in the reality and the experience of our daily lives. And so let me just return to the reading from Hebrews. Isn't it beautiful that this writer says of Jesus, for the one who sanctifies, that is Jesus, the one who is refining us, and those who are sanctified are all from one. We all come from the same Father. We are all, in a particular way, his children, with Jesus being our big brother. And what does Jesus share with us on this pilgrimage? Well, let me read the last part of the passage. Jesus himself was tested by what he suffered, and he's able to help those who are being tested. So, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe you're being tested in a particular way right now, and you wonder, what's the purpose, the meaning of this testing? Well, it's part of our experience of living in this world. But if we see Jesus, our merciful and faithful high priest, as our big brother, who comes to us in his Eucharist and invites us to receive him and to accept him, then through our own challenges and testings, we can say, Jesus, you're at work in me. I trust in you. Help me to become ever more refined so as to present my life to you. And so, Lord Jesus Christ, on this day of the presentation, we thank you that you are our faithful and high priest. We thank you that as your brothers and sisters, we bless you that you come to us not in a way that overwhelms us, but in a way of humility, a way that is so often hidden. And that you're wanting to do a work of healing, of purifying, of helping us to see through all of our experiences that you truly identify with us because you became one of us. And for this, Jesus, we bless you, we thank you, and we pray in your name. Amen.